Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com. And of course, on the TuneIn app, wherever you choose to get that, whether it's Apple or the Android Google Play app. Either way, we're out there, and glad that you stopped by to take a listen to tonight's show. And want to talk about Jazz Fest. Went this weekend, it was actually the first time that I'd gotten an opportunity to go, and such a good time. We went on Sunday, and we were able to see Dumps Defunk and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Dumps Defunk was amazing. Such a good show, and even included a tribute to Taylor Hawkins. They did a little bit of Best of You by the Foo Fighters, and which was really cool, especially since they were in attendance and part of the whole deal with the Chili Peppers. Chad Smith, who's the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, was great friends with Taylor Hawkins, the drummer of the Foo Fighters, who'd recently passed away. And back to the point where Taylor Hawkins was his son's godfather. And so that's part of the reason why they stepped up with such short notice to fill in for them after the tragic passing of Taylor. And they played for 90 minutes, and man, they went after it. And you know, there was articles out before the festival, and I think Chad had put on social media that it'll be a celebration of Taylor, and that they were going to play their hearts out, and they certainly did that. And I think it was a great tribute, and it was really nice to see, although Dave Grohl didn't come out on stage, but him being there and being out back in public, and along with Nate Mendel and Pat Smear from the Foo Fighters, and Taylor's wife was there, and I'm not sure if the kids were there, but either way, I think it was a good tribute, and a really good time, and a good celebration, and it all worked out. We had good weather. It rained really hard, of course, you know, Sunday morning, but everything cleared up, and it was all good. Wasn't even really that hot out. Had a nice breeze blowing at the fairgrounds, and just a cool event. Excuse me. And had good food. Got to try some lump crab beignets, which I had never had before, and which were awesome. And I think those are, Loretta's Authentic Pralines. They're the ones that were making those. But if you get the opportunity, make sure you get out there. It'll be going on from Thursday until Sunday, as most of you know. And let's see, the Thursday lineup, Luke Combs will be headlining. You have Wayne Toups. Leo Nocentelli will be there presenting Another Side, New Orleans Suspects, The Iguanas, Kermit Ruffins will be playing on Thursday, Ziggy Marley. So it'll be a good time, you know, and it really is. It's such a nice family atmosphere, and plenty of food and drink, even though I know that the food was cut a little short compared to previous years, but man, there's still a ton of stuff, so make sure that you go hungry. And everything that I know that everybody had was on point and really good. And I can't sing the praises enough for Loretta's Authentic Pralines with the lump crab praline. Lump crab stuffed beignet. Yeah, it was amazing. And just a good time. And I thought it was such a nice tribute to not only Taylor, but the Foo Fighters. And, hopefully that them getting out in public again will lead to them getting back on back at it at some point, because I would think that Taylor would he wouldn't want them to stop. So hopefully they don't, because I truly believe they are one of are the last great American rock and roll band. So hopefully they get back at it sooner rather than later. And and we'll just have to see. But a big weekend of music at Jazz Fest. A Saturday, you get the Black Crowes, Busta Rhymes, New Orleans Jazz Vipers, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Chris Isaac. Big Frida will be there on Saturday. Or, I'm sorry, this is all Friday. And let's see, Flow Tribe is going to kick things off Friday at 11 a.m. And then Saturday, what do we got? Saturday, you have Rebirth, Erykah Badu, Melissa Etheridge. Let's see, Stevie Nicks will be playing on Saturday, so that's another great day. And then Sunday, Trombone Shorty, Willie Nelson, Nora Jones, Buddy Guy, Jimmy Buffett, Kool and the Gang, The Radiators, Honey Island Swamp Band, and Irma Thomas. So you got another great day of music that'll be happening next Sunday. So if you get the opportunity, make sure you head on out there and check it all out. So also, before we go any further and before we take a break, wanted to talk about something, and had a conversation with Mike, who's been helping with the show and been a big part of the show for what'll be 4 years on Thursday. Unfortunately, he's going to have to step aside for at least a while and take care of some personal things, and completely understand. And of course, he's always welcome back, and I want to make sure that I thank him for everything that he's done and helped me with and been a big help of and being part of this show and being a contributor to it. And you know, it certainly made getting this show off the ground a lot easier than just me being by myself. And so I want to make sure that I give him a big thank you. And you know, you never say never. Probably he may come back at some point in time, but at least for the foreseeable future, he needs to take care of his personal stuff that he's got going on. And so we're going to be making some changes, and starting in the next day or so, then there is going to be somebody else that's going to be joining me. And it's someone who I've been friends with since I was 4 years old, and one of my other best friends. I got a couple of them, Mike being one, but my friend Rudy Cicchini, he'll be joining me moving forward. And hopefully you enjoy just as much him being with me as what everyone did Mike being here. So there you go. All right, well, I need to take a break, and I'll come back, and we'll talk more about what's going on around New Orleans. Of course, we'll talk about the Saints' big weekend and the Honey Badger coming home. Talk about the NBA. We got a lot of stuff to get to, so stick around. We'll be back with more after this.
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Located at the Frenchman Hotel, Midnight Revival pairs live music with an exciting beverage program. Our new spot on Frenchman Street offers classic cocktails, but it's the tropical libations that will keep you coming back. Midnight Revival even has our own take on the hurricane called the Champion of the World, made with passion fruit liqueur and a blood orange puree. Visit Midnight Revival at 417 Frenchman Street, follow Midnight Revival NOLA on social media, or visit midnightrevival.com for the latest updates on sips and sounds that await.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Hey all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show. And before we go any farther, I did want to talk about today is May 3rd. And also, more importantly, it's Give NOLA Day. And WGSO is partnered with Give NOLA Day. And if you're not familiar with what it is, it's a one-day online giving event. And to inspire people to give generously to nonprofit organizations that are making our region stronger, creating a thriving community for all of us. And so starting last night, well, I guess last night at 12 o'clock and going all the way to midnight tonight, you can go and donate to your favorite nonprofit organizations. And hopefully we're one of them because we are on there and you are able to send donations our way if you choose to do so. And super easy. If you go to WGSO.com, there is a banner page on the front and you just click on that. It'll get a link. Or you can go directly there and by going to www.givenola.org/WGSO990AM. And anything that you choose to give is greatly appreciated and will go to the upgrades of the station. And it'd be greatly appreciated. And that website, again, to go directly there is www.givenola.org/WGSO990AM. Now, let's talk a little bit about the NFL draft. I'm going to save the Saints talk about the draft until the next segment, but I wanted to cover a little bit of what happened for the first round that happened on Thursday night. And we had a big Thursday night between the Pelicans, and unfortunately the Pelicans losing. We can talk about that a little bit later on in the show. So the NFL draft. And the number one pick overall, Trayvon Walker, edge rusher from Georgia. He went to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then you have Hutchinson, rumored to be going in the top five. Another edge rusher from Michigan. He went to the Detroit Lions. And then LSU's own Derek Stingley Jr., cornerback. He was picked number three, which is a little bit higher than what a lot of draft boards had him. He went to the Houston Texans. Number four, the Jets picked Ahmed Sauce Gardner, cornerback from Cincinnati. And I'm telling you what, the Jets, I think they had a hell of a draft, really. Just with their three first-round picks, they did great. And I wouldn't be surprised to see a big, major turnaround with that team in the very, very near future, maybe even this year. At number five, the Giants picked Kayvon Thibodeau, an edge rusher from Oregon. And number six, the Panthers got Ikem Ekwonu, offensive tackle from North Carolina State, and who's supposed to be he was rated as the best offensive tackle in the draft, and they obviously needed that because they've had a very thin offensive line for a very long time, I believe, and that should be a big help to them. Not good news for us in the NFC South, but is what it is. Then the New York Giants also had the number seven pick, and they took offensive tackle Evan Neal from Alabama. And there was a lot of people that even thought that he may go number one overall, because of his length, athleticism, and he has a really high ceiling. So that was probably a month and a half ago. He was showing up as a number one pick on people's boards. From everything that I'd been reading for quite a while, Trayvon Walker was the guy to go number one, and he did so. The Atlanta Falcons, to no surprise, took wide receiver Drake London out of USC. I don't know if, to me personally, I don't think he's the best. He was the number one wide receiver in the draft. He's certainly a good one, but I don't really know how much better this makes them. I know that they're going to be without Calvin Ridley, and they needed to do something, but I don't know if that was it, especially with some of the other wideouts that were available, because he was the first one to come off the board. So I don't know, and I'm not just poo-pooing it because it's the Falcons. I'm just saying because I don't know if that would have been my pick. I wouldn't consider him the number one wide receiver in the draft. Number nine, the Seahawks took an offensive tackle from Mississippi State. They took Charles Cross, and a lot of people considered him to be the best pass blocker in the draft, but we'll see. I mean, it has to be a step in the right direction because there, again, is another situation where they have needed offensive line help for a very long time, and hopefully, I guess for them, that might be the step in the right direction. Now we get to the number 10 pick, which the Jets got to pick another player, and they're second in the top 10. They took what I consider to be probably the best wide receiver in the draft, Garrett Wilson out of Ohio State. I think he is a little bit closer to being like a Ja'Marr Chase type of a wide receiver. And I think, again, this is going to make them a heck of a lot better real fast. And then the Saints made their move and traded up and got Chris Olave, the other wide receiver from Ohio State. I think it was a great pick. I think he's a great route runner. He's a good deep threat. He's a little thin right now, but I think you get him on a good weight program and being a pro, all that'll it'll fix itself. And I don't want to go into it too much because we'll talk more about the Saints in a little bit. But you also had the Lions took 12. They took Williams, wide receiver from Alabama. 13, the Eagles took Jordan Davis, defensive tackle out of Georgia. At 14, the Ravens took Kyle Hamilton, safety from Notre Dame. Number 15, the Texans took Kenyon Green, offensive guard, Texas A&M. At 16, the Commanders took Jahan Dotson, wide receiver from Penn State. 17, the Chargers took Zion Johnson, offensive guard from Boston College. 18, Titans took Treylon Burks, a wide receiver out of Arkansas, while also trading A.J. Brown to the Eagles, and the Eagles pick giving him an extension, $100 million extension on top of that. So then 19, the Saints took Trent Penning. That's not his name. I think, believe it's Trevor Penning out of Northern Iowa.
And then the Steelers got Kenny Pickett, who was shockingly the first quarterback taken and all the way at number 20. So I think that could bode well for them. The Chiefs took Trent McDuffie, cornerback out of Washington. Then 22, the Packers took Quay Walker, linebacker out of Georgia. 23, the Bills took Kair Elam, from Florida. 24, the Cowboys took Tyler Smith, an offensive tackle. Ravens at 25 took Tyler Linderbaum, a center out of Iowa. At 26, the Jets got Jermaine Johnson II, edge rusher from FSU. Jaguars took Devin Lloyd, linebacker from Utah, 27. And the Packers took Devontae Wyatt at defensive tackle out of Georgia. Patriots took Cole Strange, strangely enough, offensive guard out of Chattanooga at 29. Chiefs took George Karloftis, defensive end out of Purdue at 30. Bengals took Daxton Hill, safety out of Michigan at 31. And the Vikings took Lewis Seen, safety out of Georgia. So there you go. There's the whole first down, first round rundown. So we need to take a break, get some news. We'll talk more about the Saints and the Honey Badgers homecoming, their draft results after this.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
America's schools are closing, which can be especially tough on students who struggle with poverty, hunger, and trauma. But communities in schools can help. Our organization puts caring adults inside schools to help vulnerable students stay in school. Now, in the face of crisis, we're working beyond school walls, delivering meals to students, helping them access remote learning, doing whatever it takes to help them succeed. To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Hey, this is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath, in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mother.
This is the Louisiana Radio Network Legislative Report. I'm Jeff Palermo. After a lengthy debate, the House Education Committee voted against a bill that would have prohibited teachers from discussing sexual orientation and gender identity in front of the entire classroom. The measure died on a 4-7 vote. New Orleans Representative Amy Freeman voted against it.
This can be dealt with at the school board level and at BSEE, and this is the inappropriate place for this discussion, in my opinion. So I cannot support this bill.
Lawmakers are working on legislation to incentivize retired teachers to come back to the classroom to help address a teacher shortage.
We could have as many as 2,500 teacher shortage by the fall semester.
Currently, retired teachers can return to the classroom and collect 25% of their final average compensation. Baton Rouge Representative Rick Edmonds' bill boosts that percentage up to 50%. It has been approved by the House. I'm Jeff Palermo, Louisiana Radio Network.
Louisiana families and businesses, big and small, depend on the good folks driving the big rigs. From the food we eat to the things we use every day, they're the link in the supply chain that delivers what we need wherever we need it. Thanks, Louisiana truckers, for making life go round. Sponsored by the LMTA Foundation, promoting Louisiana's trucking industry.
Louisiana truckers make life go round in every Louisiana town.
I'm Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlan. If you are still dealing with an insurance claim for damage caused by Hurricane Ida or the 2020 hurricanes, call us at 800-259-5300. You have the right to file supplemental claims for additional repairs or to repair previously undiscovered damage. Our Ida mediation program can help resolve residential disputes of up to $50,000. Visit us at ldi.la.gov or call 800-259-5300 for hurricane claim issues.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com. All right, well, let's talk about the Saints draft, which has gotten mixed reviews, I would say, from most of the national sports media, which is shouldn't shock anybody because typically they don't give a whole lot of credit to the Saints. And a lot of the thought was that the Saints think higher of themselves than anyone else does, making it out to be that the Saints feel like they're all just a step away from a Super Bowl, and nobody else seems to agree. But I think I'm somewhere in the middle. I certainly think the Saints are a lot better than what they're given credit for, and of course with the addition of Tyrann Mathieu, which we'll talk a little bit here in a few minutes more about. But I think that you have to give Jameis an opportunity to play a full season to really make a decision on how good he's going to be. And, of course, with Michael Thomas coming back, I mean, things are going to be a lot different than what they were last season, obviously, for better or for worse. Obviously, no Sean Payton. But I feel like this team can still go out and get it done. And I think the defense is going to be really good and elite. And I think the offense is going to be good. You know, we'll see what happens, but I'm really excited, and I think they can put some points on the board, and I think they're going to shock quite a few people. So let's talk about their number one pick at number 11, Chris Olave, the wide receiver from Ohio State. They traded up with the Commanders to go get him because it looked like there was a run on wide receivers, and they wanted to make sure they got the guy that they wanted. And I'm pretty happy about it. His senior year, he caught 65 passes for 936 yards and 13 touchdowns. In his 4 years at Ohio State, he had 176 catches for 2,711 yards with 35 touchdowns. And I think when you pair him with Michael Thomas, that's a really formidable wide receiver group. And then also you have Deontay Hardy, who's good in his own right, and I think it's a lot better than people give credit for. And then let's not forget also that you have Traquan Smith also in the mix, who hopefully can get things on track and stay healthy and be the wide receiver that we all projected him to be whenever he was drafted out of Central Florida. I really truly believe it's time for him to really step up. But I was excited with Chris Olave. I think it's a great pick. Let's see who else. Then the second pick was Trevor Penning, and I also like this. And these were both picks that we talked a lot about last week, that this was probably where the Saints were going to go with things, and taking him at offensive tackle from Northern Iowa, I think it's great. He was a finalist for the Walter Payton Award, and which is given to the nation's top offensive player. He started all 12 games last year, he's from everything that I've seen, he's a very physical presence. I know he was he's 6 foot, he's 6'7", 325 pounds. So he definitely fits the size mold. And I think he's a little more athletic than most people give him credit for. He was a former, I believe he was a champion wrestler as well, at least in high school. And he was a consensus FCS All-American selection. And he was the only consensus All-American offensive line lineman named as a finalist for the Walter Payton Award. So I'm excited. I mean, he obviously fits that the role that Tyrann Armstead was going to play, and from all things it indicates that Trevor Penning should be ready to go and be the day one starter. And that's awesome, you know. And if not, then you know, we'll have to make some adjustments and get him up to speed. But I'm excited about it. I think those two picks were great. I don't really understand why that they got knocked. The Saints got knocked by some of the media for Chris Olave. I think he was the best wide receiver at the moment, and I think he's one of the best ones. If it wasn't for his teammate Garrett Wilson, I would say he's probably number two. But with Olave's, he's a tall guy. Like I said, with him, the knock on him being that he's a little thin, and they worry that he can't go get the 50-50 ball because of the lack of size. I don't buy that. I think that once any NFL player gets, or once any college player gets in the NFL, they're going to have to fill out because they're going to get it put on a weight program. As long as they are staying in shape, you know, and not letting themselves go, which most of the players don't do. So I don't think him gaining some weight and filling out is going to be an issue. I really don't. So then on day two, Saints had a second-round draft pick, which Cam Jordan made an appearance and did the honors of announcing who it was. And it was Alante Taylor, who's a cornerback out of Tennessee. And he played 45 games with the Volunteers and started 31 of those. He started his career at Tennessee as a wideout, but moved back to cornerback in 2018. He ended with 162 tackles with four interceptions and 19 passes defensed. And he joins Kamara, Marquez Callaway, Shy Tuttle, Bryce Thompson, Ethan Wolf as former Volunteers on the roster. So he was a three-time SEC Academic Honor Roll selection. He was voted by his player peers to the SEC Football Leadership Council in 2020, where he recently completed his second term as vice chair. So obviously he's a sharp guy, which is awesome. You know, we need you can't ever have enough smart people on your team. So he was a 14th Phil Steele All SEC fourth team selection, and he participated in the Senior Bowl as well, recording an interception. We also got DeMarco Jackson, linebacker from Appalachian State, with the number 61 pick in the fifth round. Let's see. He was the Sun Belt Conference Defensive Player of the Year in 2021. He was also in the Senior Bowl. He had 120 tackles in 2021 with 19 tackles for a loss and six sacks. And he played 53 games at Appalachian State, and totaling 295 tackles, with 35 of those being for a loss and 11 and a half sacks. So, you know, the one thing that I want to stress is that Jeff Ireland and Mickey Loomis have done such a great job in the last, what, five, six, 7 years in drafting. I wouldn't question anything that they do until you see the results on the field. But, I mean, Jordan Jackson seems like a DeMarco Jackson seems like a really solid pick to be able to get in the fifth round. And then with the last pick that they had, the 194th pick in the sixth round, Jordan Jackson, defensive tackle out of Air Force. He had 41 tackles with 7.5 sacks last year. He didn't play in 2020, but in 2019 he played 13 games with 38 tackles and 3.5 sacks. And in 2018, he played 12 games and had 54 tackles and 4.5 sacks. So I think that's for picking in the sixth round, I don't think you can ask for much more than that. And hopefully all these guys get to get some playing time. But again, like I said, I wouldn't discredit Jeff Ireland and Mickey Loomis until we actually see them out on the field. And so far, even a lot of these late round picks that they've made have all been contributors, and they've done a really great job. So I'm excited to see what minicamp looks like and get to see some of these guys in action. Mm-hmm. All right, we need to take a break, and we'll come back. We'll talk about Tyrann Mathieu, and we'll talk about the Pels, and we'll see what else we can get to before we get out of here. So you're listening to the Something to Say radio show. Be back with more after this.
About to run out. We've rehearsed our lines clear and loud. But the queue never came and the lights, they never went down. So we're passing the time while time passes us. The fast lanes a term never applied to us. About a time to my name or
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Evelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Evelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Evelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at Evelina's.com. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live, WGSO Radio, for another brand new season in the paint.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Something to Say radio show. And I want to wrap up the Saints talk with the big news coming yesterday that Tyrann Mathieu agreed to a 3-year deal with the Saints to come back home to New Orleans. And I think everybody's excited about this. I mean, it's great to always have a hometown guy on playing on the Saints. But when you get a guy with the quality both on the field and in the locker room as the Honey Badger, I think it makes a really great defense go to elite. And you know, it was unfortunate. We had Malcolm Jenkins retire and Marcus Williams sign elsewhere. But I think what we've done in to replace them is has been really good. And with Marcus May coming from the Jets and now Tyrann Mathieu, he got a three-year, $33 million deal with $18 million guaranteed. And it's expected that it's going to be finalized shortly. They just need to get some of the language worked out and get it all smoothed out. But I think it's a great deal, especially to get someone of his caliber. And he's 29. He'll be 30 on May 13th. But I'm excited. I can't imagine the reception he's going to get in the first home game. I think it's going to be awesome. And I'm also eager to see how many Saints jerseys with his name we see. I see walking around in New Orleans, because I think we're going to see quite a few of them. But you know, having him with May and and Lattimore, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I think you and Brandon Roby, I think that's a really, really solid secondary. And with Pete Werner and DeMario Davis, you have a good linebacker core. And I'm still holding out hope that we can pick up Quan Alexander, but we'll see. And then, of course, with the defensive line with Cam Jordan, Marcus Davenport, I think that you're solid on every level of the defense, and exceptional, really. And great leadership at every level as well. So I look for the Saints defense to really go up even better, be better than what they were in the past couple of years. And that's really hard to do because they've been a pretty damn good defense. But I think that they're going to be even better now. And I'm really excited about the leadership that that Mathieu will bring to the locker room, and kind of takes the place of Malcolm Jenkins in that regard. So I'm excited, and I'm sure everyone else is as well, to see him wearing the black and gold finally. And let's talk a little bit about the Pels. Unfortunately, things didn't work out the way that everyone wanted on Thursday night. They ended up losing game six, 115-109 to the Suns. And you know, they put a hell of an effort out there, and it was just really unfortunate. You had Chris Paul, who ended the night with 33 points and never missed a basket. I mean, he made history on Thursday night, and I think he was 14 for 14 or 15 for 15. But either way, I mean, it's just completely unheard of, and he ended up with 33. So, you know, a couple of those shots don't fall and things look a lot different. But the Pels fought all the way to the end, and I think that they have a lot to be proud of. And we talked about it, you know, all series long with the Suns, that they may not win the series. But the thing that came out of it was that Brandon Ingram is a legitimate star, and C.J. McCollum is a legitimate leader. And I'm with these young guys coming off the bench with as much energy they have and passion to play in the game, you know, I can't say it enough and stress it enough that this team has arrived. And I believe they put the national media on notice as well, because they're no longer, you know, the Pels that, yeah, we'll see, you know, it'll all fall apart. They're not that. They're being considered a contender as early as next year. And a lot of it, you know, we'll see if Zion becomes the player that we all hope that he would be. But I think regardless of whether or not he's on this team or not, I think this team is going to be a force to be reckoned with the way they play defense and the energy that they have, and the fact that they play so well together as a team. I really think that the future is going to be unbelievably bright, and I would go out on a limb and say I believe in the next 5 years that they could deliver an NBA championship to the city, and I think that would be amazing. I'm excited to see what the attendance is next year, because man, it was almost deafening in the Smoothie King Center for these playoff games, and it was awesome to see, and I was so proud of everybody going out and being loud and rowdy like we normally are at Saints games. To bring that passion to the Pelicans, I think it fired them up even more. And yeah, they fell short, but I can't say enough good things about this team and everybody from Jose Alvarado, who I think he became a star in the playoffs just because of his energy and his doggedness, just going after Chris Paul the whole time. Herb Jones, another one, plays great defense and should have been an all-defensive team player. Jonas Valanciunas, I think he is just a double-double machine, and he's such a good fit. Jackson Hayes, he provided a lot of spark and some good, you know, he would go on his runs and pick up 8 or 10 points in a matter of a couple of minutes, but great shot blocker and a hell of a jumper. Larry Nance Jr. is so important off the bench and providing that veteran presence off the bench, and I think he did a great job in the playoffs. Trey Murphy the third, another one that came off the bench and provided big minutes, and not afraid to try to knock down big shots either. And that guy can knock out a three like nobody's business. And I'm just excited, and to the point where I believe I'm going to have to take the Pelicans up on their offers and maybe at least buy some type of package deal, ticket package. And also, right, real quick before we get out of here, I did find it interesting that on Sunday that there was I got this from Yahoo Sports, the headline, Zion Williamson on New Orleans. Anybody who knows me knows I want to be here. And it's a lot easier said now that they're winning. But he was quoted as saying, I can't control rumors and how people feel about certain things. I said this in my interview with Antonio Daniels. Anybody who knows me knows I want to be here. If they feel otherwise, I can't help that. But if you know me, I want to be here. Being around the guys, being in the Smoothie King, seeing that playoff environment in that locker room. We have a special locker room. My first 2 years, it was good. But this year, I guess maybe it was the playoffs. It was more together. Being real, sucks watching from the sideline. I just want to be out there just seeing the potential. We have a lot of great pieces, and I'm excited to get on the court with them. So we will see. I don't believe he'll get his 5-year max contract because he needs to prove that he can stay healthy, but we'll see. I think the proof is in the pudding next year on how he shows up and how much of a factor he is into the success of this team. So there you go. All right, well, we need to get out of here. Step aside. Eric Schein will be up next with the with Maritime Matters, and until tomorrow, we're just going to play Gloria. Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
The next time you're on Frenchman Street, let the sound of live music lead you to Midnight Revival, where the night is always young. Find your spot at the bar or by the stage.